我们今天早上继续来学习第三个祭，叫做平安祭。
This morning we'll continue studying the offerings, and the third offering is the peace offering.
这个平安祭啊，就是预表耶稣基督为我们流血，让我们能跟神和好。
And this peace offering prefigures Jesus, how Jesus shed his blood for us so that we can be reconciled with him.
让我们能够享受喜乐、平安、满足的生活。
So that we can receive a life of peace and joy and fulfillment.
所以我们也要常常跟神和好，我们要献上感恩的祭。
And so to be reconciled with God, we need to offer the peace offering.
那所以这个平安祭又叫做除恩祭啊，就是啊报答神恩典的祭。
And so the peace offering is also sometimes called the thanksgiving offering, which is that you're repaying the thanks that you have for God.
啊，有时候也叫做团契的祭。
And it's also sometimes called the fellowship offering.
啊，那所以平安祭是一个非常完整合一的一个祭。
And so the peace offering is a very complete and unified offering.
因为我们跟神和好，跟人和睦。
Because we are reconciled with God and we have peace with man.
因为这个平安祭啊，是一种祝愿啊，乐意献上的祭。
And this peace offering is one that you offer out of a willing heart.
当然，献法跟燔祭有点类似，但是不太一样。
So the peace offering is similar to the burnt offering, but it is not the same.
耶利米书的第一章里面讲到说，我们因为领受了生命之道。
And in 1 John chapter 1, it tells us that because we have received the word of life.
所以我们跟神之间有相交。
And that is why we have communion with God.
然后我们把所听见、所看见的道理再传给别人。
And so we take the words that we have heard and preach it to others.
让他们跟神也有相交，也有团契。
So that they also can have communion and fellowship with God.
因为同样都是神的儿女，所以彼此之间也有团契。
And because we are all children of God, there is also fellowship among people.
所以这个平安祭啊的内容啊、意义啊，大概就是这样。
And so this is the overall meaning and content of the peace offering.
是一个大家皆大欢喜啊，神啊、人啊一起啊。能够享受那个祭物。
So this is an offering that God and man together can enjoy the offering together.
这个我们看第三章的第一节。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 3 verse 1.
三章一节。
Chapter 3 verse
1. 人送献供物为平安祭，若是从牛群中啊献。无论是公的是母的，必用没有残疾的献在神的面前。所以平安祭的祭物啊，第一个是献牛。
And so the offering that you can give, the first is it says herd or cow.
公牛或者是母牛都可以。
Whether male or female.
那再来第二个就是献羊。
And the second is a lamb.
我们看三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
三章六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
人向主献供物为平安祭，若是从羊群中献，无论是公的是母的，必用没有残疾的。所以可以献绵羊、献山羊啊，但是公的、母的都可以。
And so you can offer a lamb or a goat, either male or female.
我们这些羊啦、牛作为祭物啊，我们已经在燔祭的地方我们谈过了，我们就不谈。
When we talked about the burnt offering, we talked about the difference between a cow and a lamb and a goat, so we
won't discuss it. 献平安祭啊，大概有几个目的。
There are several purposes of offering the peace offering.
我们看第七章。
Chapter 7.
十一节。
Verse 11.
七章十一节跟十二节。
Chapter 7, verse 11, verse 12.
说人献以主平安祭的条例乃是这样，十二节。
12.
他就是为感谢献献上，就要用调油的无酵饼和抹油的无酵薄饼，并用油调匀细面做的饼，以感谢祭啊一同献上。这里讲到说，这个平安祭啊，有一种是为着感谢而献的。
Here it talks about a peace offering that is offered out of thanksgiving.
因为感念神的恩典呢，所以献上平安祭。
And so as they are thinking about the thanks that they have towards God, they offer the peace offering.
我们要常常向神感恩啊，这是非常重要的。
And we must often remember to give thanks to God.
但有的人啊，得到了神的恩典以后啊，就常常忘记掉。
And there are people who receive the grace of God, but they forget.
所以圣经里面说，我们不要突然辜负神的恩典。
So the Bible tells us to not neglect or forget the grace that God has given us.
有一次有一个长大麻风的，因为他得到医治以后回来向主耶稣谢恩。
And there was once a leper who was healed, and after he was healed, he came back to thank Jesus.
主耶稣就很感叹地说啊。
And so Jesus sighed and said,
啊，得到医治的不是十个人吗？啊，怎么只有这个外族人回来？
He says, we're not 10 healed, and why is it that only one who is a Gentile has come back?
那其他的九个人到哪里去了？
Where are the other 9?
好，我们常常都像那个九个人一样啊。
And oftentimes we are like these 9.
啊，得到了神的恩典，不晓得向神感恩。
We have received the thanks, the grace of God, but we do not know to give thanks.
因为神给我们的恩典很多啊。
Because the grace that God has given us is bountiful.
所以我们要常常去思想。
And so we must often think about it.
啊，纪念报答。
And to remember it and to repay it.
我们看诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 103.
诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalm 103.
从第一节到第五节。
From verse 1 to verse 5.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to verse 5.
嗯，阿门。这是大卫的诗歌啦。
And this is a Psalm of David.
因为大卫啊，感念到神的恩典很多，他体会很深刻。
And because David felt and he experienced a lot of grace of God.
啊，他牧羊的时候，有时候狮子熊来了，啊，他靠着神帮助，可以把狮子打死，把羊救回来。
And sometimes when he was shepherding, a lion or bear would come by, and through the grace of God, he was able to fight the bear or lion.
啊，面对哥利亚，靠神帮助啊，就把他打胜了。
And when he was facing Goliath, through the grace of God, he also defeated Goliath.
啊，虽然扫罗一直要追杀他。
And so even though Saul kept wanting to kill him.
啊，但是啊，神说保护他，好像人在保护自己眼中的同人一样。
God protected him just like a man protects the apple of his eye.
所以好几次啊，都在最危险当中啊，神就帮助他脱离危险。
And many a times when it was at the most dangerous point, God would deliver him.
所以他说啊。我的心啊，你不要忘记神的恩惠。
And so he says, "Oh my soul, do not forget about the grace of God."
常常提醒自己啊，说我的心啊，你不要忘记，要常常想念到神的恩典。
Oftentimes he would say, "Oh my soul, remember the grace of God. Think about the grace of God."
那这里讲到说啊，神给我们三大恩典。
Here it talks about three great blessings that God gives us.
第一个就是救赎我们的命，脱离死亡。
The first is that he has delivered our life from death.
我们人能够活着。啊，这是一种很大的恩典。
For us to just be able to live is a great grace in itself.
有时候我们说啊，请你来做见证。
And so sometimes we'll say, please come and testify.
啊，没有没有，我也没有什么见证可以讲。
And people will say, oh no, I actually have no testimonies to bear.
哦，我没有遇到那个非常大的车祸啊，没有死掉。
And I've never encountered this great car accident where I almost died but didn't.
我也没有遇到那个绝症啊，患的癌症。
And I also haven't ever had cancer.
所以我没有什么见证。
And so I have no testimony.
事实上，我们能够活着啊，就是一种很大的恩典。
Actually, just to be able to live a day is a great blessing in itself.
我有一次啊，同一个礼拜前后啊，啊，举行两场丧礼。
There was one week at the beginning of the week and the end of the week that I
第一个礼拜是一个97岁的老弟兄。
And the first part of it was for a brother who was 97 years old.
啊，他92岁受洗。
He was baptized when he was 92.
97岁，主耶稣接他回家。
And when he was 97, the Lord received
him home. 那也是很大的恩典呢。
That also is a great grace.
哦，啊，接下来一个星期啊，就为一个四个月大的婴孩丧礼。
And at the end of the week, I held a funeral for a 4-month-old baby.
那个小孩子啊，前一个礼拜看到还。很快活啊，很可爱啊。
And just a week before, I saw the baby. The baby was so cute.
啊，经过了五天以后啊，啊，妈妈早上啊，啊说起来要她的爸爸说把她抱起来要喂奶的时候。
And it was 5 days after I saw the baby that one morning the father woke up to feed the baby.
结果那个身体怎么很软很软？
And when he picked the baby up, was wondering how come the baby is so soft.
他就注意一看啊, 怎么没有在呼吸了?
Soft and limp. And so he looked and saw that the baby wasn't breathing.
所以他们就很紧张, 把他送到医院啊, 但是医生说啊, 已经, 啊, 已经断气了, 已经死掉了。
And so they were very scared, and they sent the baby to the hospital, but the doctor said
爸爸妈妈都很伤心啊,
and so the parents were very sad.
他们说晚上要睡觉都还好好的，非常活泼啊。
And they said the night before, everything was fine. He was very lively. So.
啊，怎么一下子早上起来啊, 啊，已经生命没有了。
And so how is it that the next morning when they wake up, the baby's life is gone?
所以圣经里面说, 人活着就是一口气啊。
And so the Bible tells us that as we're living, we have one breath of life.
神的气让人活着。
It is because of the breath of God that man lives.
神如果把人的气拿走啊, 人的生命就失掉了。
And so if God takes away the breath of man, then the life of man is gone.
所以有的人认为说, 我现在活着, 我要做这个, 我要做那个。
Sometimes we think that I live today, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
但是神如果不允许的话, 我们什么都不能做。
But if God is not willing, then we will not be able to do anything.
所以我们今天能够活着啊, 我们要感恩啊。
So today, the fact that we are alive, we need to give thanks.
所以每天早上起来, 我们能够起来啊, 就感谢神啊, 神给我们做, 这么大的恩典, 让我继续活着。
And so every morning as we wake up, let us thank God that God has given us this grace that we may continue to live.
那真的以前的人啊, 有的人说啊, 晚上睡觉以后啊, 早上起来啊, 那个鞋子放在那床边啊, 能不能再穿啊, 有时候都不知道嘞。
In the olden times, some people said that when they wake up in the morning, they're not even sure if they can put on the same shoes that they went to bed with.
雅各说啊, 人的生命好像浮云一样。
And Jacob said that the life of man is like a cloud.
啊, 我们看天空的云啊, 有时候啊, 云彩很漂亮, 很多变化。
And sometimes when we look at the sky, we see that it is very pretty. There's many changes.
有时候啊, 黄昏的时候啊, 你躺在草地上啊, 一看, 哇, 真的很美。
And so sometimes in the evening, you can lie on the grass and you look up and it's so beautiful.
啊, 有时候有很多很多的幻想。
And sometimes you start to imagine things.
啊，突然间一阵风来, 把它一吹啊, 整个乌云就散掉了。
But then all of a sudden, a gust of wind comes and it blows away all of the clouds.
所以人的生命就是这样, 很脆弱的。
So this is what the life of man is. It is very fragile.
所以我们要感谢神, 让我们活着。
So we must thank God that he's letting us live.
他说神医治我们一切的疾病。
And he also says that God has healed me of all my diseases.
啊, 我们从小到大, 各样的疾病很多啊。
And ever since we were a kid until now, we have many sicknesses.
啊, 但是感谢神啊, 让我们有一个健康的身体。
We thank God that we have a healthy body.
另外一个就是神赦免我们一切的罪孽。
And he also forgives us of all of our iniquities.
所以我们人啊, 神如果要跟我们计较, 没有一个人可以站在神面前。
And if God wants to count and bicker with each one of us, not one of us will be able to stand.
当然是神有丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱。
But God has such abundant mercy and love.
所以把我们的罪过啊, 完全带离开啊, 说东离西有多远, 我们的罪过就离我们有多远。
And so he has taken all of our sins and removed it away from us, and he says, as far as the east is from the west, that is how far he has removed our sins.
因为那是我们的天父啊, 所以怜恤我们。
And because he is our Heavenly Father, he has mercy on us.
啊, 因为他知道我们只不过是尘土。
Because he knows that we are but dust.
所以神的恩典实在很多很大。
And so the grace of God is truly abundant.
我们要常常感谢, 不要忘记。
And we must often think about it and not forget it.
啊, 另外第二个, 献平安祭的目的啊, 就是为着还愿。
And the second purpose of offering a peace offering is to repay.
看利未记第七章
Leviticus chapter 7
16节
Verse 16
利未记第七章16节
Leviticus chapter 7 verse 16
若所献的是为着还愿或是甘心献的在献祭的日子吃所剩下的第二天也可以吃这里讲到第二个目的就是为着还愿
And here it says the second purpose is to repay a vow.
啊, 有时候我们在紧急当中会向神许愿。
And sometimes in times of emergencies, we may make a vow to God.
啊, 当然我们基督徒不一定要许愿啊。
Actually, as Christians, we should try not to make vows.
啊, 但是有的人啊, 在那个很危急的时候, 啊, 为着求神啊, 特别的保守跟看顾。
But sometimes in the times of emergencies, we ask God for special protection.
啊, 比如说啊, 他已经生病, 啊, 医生给他诊断说啊, 你这个是绝症, 死活不了了。
And for example, somebody may have an illness and they go to the doctor, and the doctor says it's terminal.
那有的就向神许愿说，神啊，你如果留下我的生命，我就要把我的生命贡献给你。
So some people will pray to God and say, God, if you will keep my life, let me keep it. I will give my life to you.
那有的是在那个很绝望、很大的困难当中。
And some people, when they encounter great difficulties,
他求神特别的保守。
And they ask God to protect them.
比如说，耶和他要去打仗，就求神。就说啊，神如果保守我，能够得胜回来。
And so Job, when he says that he's going out to fight, he says, if God will protect me and I am victorious and I come back.
啊，我这要怎么样来献祭
？And I will do this or I will do that to sacrifice to God.
所以人有时候就会在那个很困难当中啊，无形当中就向神许愿。
And so sometimes when we are in times of difficulties and emergencies, we will make a vow to God.
圣经里面讲到说啊，许愿就要还。
And the Bible tells us that if we make a vow, we must repay it.
那你如果许愿不还啊，神会追讨。
If you make a vow and you do not repay, then God will come after
you. 哎，不能够说啊，我许错了。
And you can't say that, oh, I made the wrong vow.
所以在利未记的27章，民数记的30章。
And Leviticus chapter 27, Numbers chapter 30.
还有传道书的第五章
，and also Ecclesiastes chapter 5，
都谈到说啊，这个许愿要怎么处理的一些问题。
It all talks about how to repay a vow。
比如说啊，有的人许愿说我要分别为圣出来，我要来服侍神。
For example, some people make the vow and say that they want to sanctify themselves to come and serve God。
古时候他们有那个叫做纳西尔人的条例。
And in the Old Testament, they had the Nazirite vow.
啊，有的是一辈子做拿西尔人。
And some people decide to be a Nazirite for the rest
of their life. 啊，有的是几个月、几年。
And some dedicate a few months or a few years.
啊，或者是有的人许愿说啊，我要到会幕里面啊，帮助祭司，帮助利未人呐 啊做一些服侍的工作。
Or some people make the vow to go to the temple to serve with the priests.
啊，但是后来啊，他们没有办法实现他们的愿。
And these people are unable to repay their vows.
所以圣经里面就有一些处理的方法。
And so the Bible tells of some ways that you can take care of this.
他说你如果没有办法做，那就算你年轻的人，他的价值有多少银子，就要拿银子来献。
And so the Bible tells us that if you are a young man and you're worth so many shekels of silver, then you must take this and repay it.
所以二十岁以上的人比较有价值。
And so anyone over the age of 20 is more of value.
所以他要献更多。
And so they have to offer more.
像那个十几岁的小孩子啊，因为劳动力比较小，所以他就献的比较少。
And so those who are still teenagers, their value is less because they can do less. And so they
have to offer less. 所以他有一个固定的标准。
And so there is a set price.
所以无论怎样，就是要还愿，不还愿啊，也要有一些处理。
And so regardless of what, as long as you make a vow, you must repay it. Otherwise, you must pay accordingly.
啊，这里讲到说要还愿的时候，还要献上平安祭。
And here it tells us that when you are repaying your vow, you must also make a peace offering.
我们有没有读过哈拿向神祷告许愿求什么
？And we read how Hannah prayed to God and she made a vow. What did she ask for?
因为她没有孩子嘛。
She had no children.
所以她说：“神啊，求你赐给我一个儿子。”
And so she prayed to God, God, please give me a son.
啊，我要让这个儿子啊，终身来服侍你。
And I will take the son and let him serve you all the days of his life.
啊，后来神就赐给他一个儿子了。
And then God gave him a son and gave her a son.
所以他把他起名叫撒母耳。
And so she named him Samuel.
说这是我祷告求来的。
And she said that this is the one that I have received through prayer.
所以撒母耳的意思就是祷告求来的。
And so the Samuel means that you have received through prayer.
那撒母耳断奶的时候啊，哈拿就把他带到会幕那里。
And so after Samuel was weaned, Hannah brought him to the temple.
他还带什么东西
？And what else did she bring?
还带什么东西
？What else did she bring?
我们看一下撒母耳记上第一章好了。
First Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上第一章哈。
First Samuel chapter 1.
从二十四节
，verse 24，
撒母耳记上一章二十四节
，first Samuel chapter 1 verse 24，
说既断了奶，就把孩子带上四楼，到了神的殿，又带了三株公牛，一依法细面，一皮带酒， 那时孩子还小。25节。
25.
宰了一只公牛，就领孩子到以利的面前。然后把他献上。这里讲到说他为着要还愿，不只是把小孩子带来。
And so here it talks about when she was repaying her vow, she not only brought the child,
还带了三株公牛。
And she also brought three bulls.
就是平安祭了。
This is the peace offering.
为着还愿，把它献上去。
For the purpose of repaying a vow.
另外一个目的啊，另外一个啊，平安祭主要啊，它就是没有目的的。
And there's another reason for offering the peace offering is that
说没有什么特别理由的。
You have no special reason.
就是甘心乐意就把它献上去了。
It is you do it out of your free will offering.
所以你奉献不一定要有动机。
And so when you offer, you don't need to have a motivation or a
purpose. 因为我希望说把我的东西献给神很自然的，甘心乐意就把它献给他了。
Just very willingly, you want to offer something to God, and you just go ahead and offer it.
就是刚刚我们读过的七章十六节哈。
Just now we read this chapter 7 verse 16.
就是甘心献上的礼物。
It is that you just offer as a voluntary offering.
献的人呢，也是一样把祭牲带到会幕门口。
And so the person who's offering it also brings the animal to the tent.
按手以后就把它杀掉。
And so after he has laid hands upon it, he kills the offering.
然后把祭司就把血洒在祭坛的周围。
And then the priest will take the blood and sprinkle it around the altar.
然后把脂油、尾巴跟腰子烧在祭坛上面。
And then he'll take the fat, the tail, and the kidneys and burn it on the altar.
将那个胸胸就拿起来摇一摇。这个就是给亚伦跟亚伦的祖孙做他们的食物。
You take the breast of the animal and wave it as a wave it, and then give it to Aaron and his sons as food.
另外把那个腿右腿拿起来举一举，就在祭坛前面举一举。
And then they also take the right thigh and then raise it up in front of the altar.
所以这个腿就归给那个献祭的祭司。
And then this right thigh will be given to the priest that is making this offering.
所以剩下的那些羊牛的肉就可以让献祭的人全家人还有他的亲友可以一起来在那个外院的地方在那吃。
And so the remainder of the animal can be taken by the family and the relatives and eaten out at the outer area.
所以献给神的就是脂油啦腰啦还有还有尾巴。
And so what is actually offered to God is the fat, the tail, and the kidney.
给祭司的就是胸跟腿。
And what is given to the priest is the breast and the thigh.
其他的就大家可以一起吃
And the remainder of it can be eaten by the family.
所以说这是一个最好的一个祭大家也可以一起团结一起享用。
And so this is the best kind of offering because everyone is able to use it together and eat it together.
所以我们常常感恩我们得到更多的恩能够得到神更多的祝福大家一起享用。
And so the more we give thanks to God, the more blessings we receive from him and the more that we can share with each other.
脂油是动物当中身上当中最毁的部分。
The fat is considered the best part of the animal.
因为这个祭司在这个祭物要献之前都要检查。
Before they can accept the offering, they must examine it.
如果说这个祭牲太瘦了，那油就不够。
If they find that the animal is too skinny and there's not enough fat on it.
如果太肥了，那油太多可能那油也不好，不健康。
And if the animal is too fat, then perhaps there's too much oil, and the oil is not
good. 所以刚刚检查通过的那一种寄生所以那个猪油刚刚好，那个是最肥美的。
And so after they examine the animal and they say that this is worthy of offering, then this is the best kind of fat.
所以要把它献上给神。
And so they must take it and offer it to God.
当然，如果我们从我们现在来讲那个油出太多不太好嘛对我们健康没有帮助。
And so in today's terms, we know that eating too much fat is not good for us.
所以神叫我们说不要吃脂油那个油统统献给神。
And so God tells them not to eat the fat, but to offer it all to God.
属灵上来讲啊, 就是要把最肥美的, 最好的, 献给神。
Spiritually speaking, it is that we are taking the best and the most beautiful to offer to God.
哦, 因为主耶稣把他最宝贵的生命的精华, 完全把我们献上。
Because God himself has given us his most precious thing, which is his life.
所以圣经里面说啊, 神都不爱惜自己的儿子, 啊, 为我们把他献上去了。
And so the Bible tells us that God did not save his only begotten son, but to give it to us and to
send it. 那他有什么东西会保留不给我们的呢?
Is there anything else that he will hold back from us?
所以我们说这个爱心呢, 就看他付出的代价的大小。
And so when we talk about love, we talk about how much did they pay for this love.
爱心越大, 付出的代价越大。
The greater the love, the greater the price that they're willing to pay.
为着爱人把自己的儿子都可以为他牺牲啊, 这个爱实在太大了。
Because he loved man, he's willing to take his only son to offer it.
所以圣经里面说啊, 为朋友舍命啊, 没有比这个爱更大的。
The Bible tells us that there is no love greater than one who is willing to give up his life.
我们还在做罪人的时候，主耶稣就为我们牺牲了。
And while we were still sinners, Christ sacrificed himself.
所以神的爱就这样显明出来。
This is how the love of God is demonstrated.
所以神为我们付出了最宝贵的东西。
And so God has offered his most precious thing to us.
当然，我们也要把最宝贵的献在主耶稣基督的身上。
So we too have to give our best things to God.
哦, 像亚伯拉罕把长子献上。
For example, Abraham sacrificed his eldest son.
啊, 像玛利亚把香膏啊, 最宝贵的真拿达香膏把它打破, 交在耶稣的身上。
And just like Mary took her flask of alabaster oil and broke it and poured it on Jesus' feet.
所以耶稣虽然被钉十字架, 但是跟随他的人, 每一个人都想说, 我怎么来坐在耶稣的身上。
And so as Jesus was crucified on the cross, everyone was thinking, what can we do to God? What can we do for Jesus?
尼哥底母啊, 去拿了100斤的那个香料啊, 来膏主耶稣。
And so Nicodemus took 100 pounds of myrrh and put it on Jesus.
有一个耶稣啊, 他自己本身找了一个新的坟墓。
And there was also a man named Joseph. He had hewn a new tomb for himself.
结果就把这个坟墓啊, 给主耶稣来埋葬。
But then he gave this tomb to Jesus to be buried.
所以圣经里面说啊, 耶稣虽然一生很贫穷啊, 但是死的时候啊, 而且葬在那个财主的坟墓里面。
And so the Bible tells us that even though Jesus led a life of poverty, he was able to be buried in a rich man's tomb.
所以每一个人都想说, 我怎样啊? 啊, 把最宝贵的东西啊, 献给主。
And so everyone is thinking, what is the most precious thing that I can offer to my Lord Jesus?
要把脂油献上去。
And so we need to take our fat and
offer. 这个腰啊, 就是我们能力的来源。
And a kidney represents our strength.
这个能力也是神所赐的。
And strength is also given to us by God.
所以说我们要常常竭力多做主工啊。
And so we must make a determination to serve God.
所以神给我们的一切, 我们就把它贡献在主耶稣的身上。
And so everything that God has given us, then we need to be able to give it back to God.
尾巴就是最末尾的。
And the tail represents the very end part.
表示说我们在神的面前要存心谦卑。
And this means that in front of God, we must have a humble heart.
而且那个羊哦, 那个尾巴, 有的很肥哦。
And some of the lambs, the end of their tail is actually
那个肥尾羊啊, 那个尾巴有时候就好几公斤重。
And sometimes just the tail itself can be several kilograms.
所以要把这个宝贵的献给神。
And so we need to take what is precious and offer it to God.
我们再看利未记七章。
Let's look at Leviticus chapter 7.
13节。
Verse 13.
7章13节 要用有效的饼和为感谢献的平安祭与供物一同献上。这里讲到说献平安祭的时候啊，要同时献上有效的饼。
Here it tells us that when we sacrifice the peace offering, we must also offer leavened bread.
这有效的饼啊, 这不是平安祭本身。
And leavened bread is not part of the peace offering.
是跟平安祭一起献上。
Rather, it is something that is offered with the peace offering.
因为我们刚刚讲过啊, 平安祭就是献牛献羊, 公的母的都可以。
And because just now we said that the peace offering is when you offer the bull or the cow or the lamb, either male or female.
一般在献祭的时候啊，不可以献有效的东西。
Usually when you make an offering, you cannot offer anything with yeast.
但是这个平安祭啊，却要用有效的饼跟它一起献上。
But yet this peace offering, you're supposed to offer with a side of leavened bread.
这个道理是什么意思？
So what does this mean?
因为这个有效的饼啊，就是代表这个献祭的人本身。
Because this leavened bread represents the person who is making this offering.
是不完全的。
This is an imperfect person.
但是这个酵啊，经过火炼以后啊，经过火烧以后啊，那个酵就失掉了它的作用。
But when a leavened bread is baked in fire, the leaven loses its power.
好像我们奉献的人啊，我们本身啊是不完全的。
For example, when we are the ones offering, we are imperfect.
那经过啊神的熬炼以后啊，我们就可以献给神啊，就可以成圣完全。
But because through tests and trials from God, we are able to be burned with fire and then offered to God more perfect.
所以在献祭里面啊，大概有两个地方啊，要有用有效的东西。
And so in the offerings, there's just two places that you need to offer leaven.
一个就是这个平安祭这个地方。
The first is here in the peace offering with the leavened bread.
啊，另外一个就是五旬节啊，献上两个新素祭。
And it is also on the day of Pentecost when you need to offer two new grain offerings.
啊，那个两个新素祭啊，那个素祭当然是不可加效，但它叫做新素祭。
And so, of course, the grain offerings, you cannot add leaven to it, but these are the
new grain offerings. 那个两个新素祭要加效。
And these two new grain offerings need to
have yeast. 然后把它烧掉。
And then they will burn it away.
啊，那个新素祭也是，因为那个五旬节就代表两个时期的圣灵的降临。
Because the Pentecost, it represents the two periods of the whole, the
ascension of the Holy Spirit. 啊，来建设教会。
And it is a dissension of it to establish the church.
啊，教会就是神从万民当中啊，从罪人当中啊，把它选召救赎出来。
And the churches are chosen from among the sinful people for God to establish.
所以，其实我们都是一群啊罪人呐、啊，被主耶稣把我们选召出来的。
So we are all sinners, but God has taken us and called us out.
我们都是不完全的。
And we are all imperfect.
啊，都是还有酵的。
We all have yeast.
啊，这个酵啊，要经过火把它熬炼呐、啊，然后酵的作用就失掉了。
But this yeast needs to be burned by fire so that the usage of the yeast is burned away.
所以我们看到说，像哥林多教会。
And so we can see in the Corinthian church.
虽然他们已经受洗了。
And even though they were baptized already.
保罗也说他们是圣徒。
And Paul also says that they are saints.
哎，你读哥林多前书的书啊，发觉说这个教会里面问题很多。
But if you read 1st and 2nd Corinthians, you'll find out that they have many problems.
啊，纷争结党。
And they have a lot of divisions.
还有很多不完全的地方。
And just many areas imperfection.
啊，所以有一个传道说，那是一群啊，吵吵闹闹的圣徒啊。
And so one of the pastors says that this is just a group of noisy and annoying church members.
啊，其实啊，我们现在有的教会啊，啊，虽然没有像哥林多教会那么差，但是还是不完全。
But nowadays we have churches that may not be as bad as the Corinthian church, but perhaps they're not perfect.
所以神就借着各样的环境啊，不断的来操练我们，让我们能够慢慢的达到完全。
And so God will put different things in our surroundings so that it can test us until we reach perfection.
所以祭物当中啊，就只有这两个地方有效。
So in the offerings, there's only these two places that have yeast. 啊。
我们继续看第四章。
Let us continue with chapter 4.
第四章是讲到赎罪祭。
And chapter 4 talks about the sin offering.
这个赎罪祭不是祝宴的了。
The sin offering is not a free will offering.
也比如说你有罪你就要献。
Rather it is if you have sin then you must offer it.
那这个赎罪祭跟燔祭有点不太一样。
And the sin offering is slightly different from the grain offering.
虽然献法哈有点类似，但是也有很多不一样的地方。
And so there are similarities in the offering, but there are also differences.
啊，燔祭是一表耶稣救赎啊，成为最美的祭物献上嘛。
Sorry, it is the difference between the burnt offering. A burnt offering represents how Jesus was sacrificed on the cross as the most beautiful offering.
这个赎罪祭重点是在耶稣基督的流血，啊，赎我们一切的罪孽，重点在赎罪。
the focus of the sin offering is when Jesus shed his blood for us to redeem us from our sins.
那另外一个又可以主着说啊，不是赎那个啊原罪本罪。
And the sin offering is not to redeem us of our original sins.
啊，就是说赎一些误犯的罪。
Rather, these are to for the sins that we have done unintentionally.
让我们洗礼完以后啊，耶稣的宝血继续有功效。
After we are baptized, the blood of Jesus still continues with its power.
啊，可以把我们各样的罪啊，都把它洗干净，让我们能够达到成圣完全。
It is still able to wash us of our sins so that we can become perfect.
我们昨天有谈到说啊，那个素祭称为至圣的火祭。
And yesterday we said that the
至圣 the most
the burnt offering is the most holy offering.
好，啊，还有。赎罪祭也是至圣的火祭
and the sin offering is also a holy offering.
所以，另外一班他们就问说，啊，为什么素祭跟赎罪祭是至圣的火祭
？And so, the other class is asking, why is it that these two offerings are the most holy offering?
啊，反而燔祭啦，平安祭啦，啊，他没有说这是至圣的火祭。
And so why is it that they don't say that the burnt offering or the grain offering is considered the most holy offering?
啊，当然这个问题不是很容易回答。
And this is not a question that's easily answered.
啊，我们一般认为说啊，像燔祭、平安祭，应该这个是最重要的嘛。
And so sometimes we often think that perhaps the burnt offering and the peace offering is the most important.
啊，为什么素祭它没有流血的祭物成为祝圣的祭？
Right, and it's the grain offering that is considered, even without shedding of blood, they consider the grain offering the most holy offering.
哦，我们可以看一下那个第六章哈。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
六章的十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 17.
六章十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 17.
烤的时候不可掺笑。这是从所献给我们的火祭中是给他们的份是至圣的和赎罪祭并赎愆祭一样、哦、这里讲到这个素祭、啊、是至圣的
Here it tells us that the grain offering is the most holy
和赎罪祭赎愆祭一样这是至圣的祭
as well as the sin offering and the trespass offering、
啊、再来我们看六章二十五节
Chapter 6 verse 25
六章二十五节这是讲赎罪祭、啊、
Chapter 6 verse 25 talks about the sin offering
你对亚伦和他的祖孙说、啊、赎罪祭的条例乃是这样要在主的面前在燔祭生的地方在赎罪祭生这是至圣的、哦、这里讲到说赎罪祭也是至圣的
Here it also says that the sin offering is the most holy、
啊、另外还有一节哈
There's also another verse.
29 Verse 29. 说完祭司中的男丁都可以吃，这是至圣的。这是赎罪祭里面。有两种，一种可以吃，一种不可以吃。
Among the sin offerings, there's two types: one you can eat, one you cannot eat.
啊，这个是说在吃的时候是至圣的。
And this is the one that you can eat, and it says it is most holy.
啊，因为这个素祭也是建立在那个燔祭跟平安祭的基础上面。
And the grain offering is also built on the same foundation as the burnt offering and the peace offering.
燔祭是讲到、啊、主耶稣的救赎、啊、让我们享受他、啊、的恩典。
The burnt offering shows to us that because of, his, of Jesus' offering, we are able to receive in His grace
享受他的救恩
and enjoy in His salvation.、
啊、这个平安祭、啊、就是我们享受主的救恩、啊、怎么来回报主。
And the peace offering is that as we are enjoying the salvation of God, how is it that we can repay our Lord?
啊，素祭本身啊，就是讲到主耶稣本身。
But the grain offering itself talks about Jesus himself.
啊，他的完美。
And his perfect.
所以平安祭称为祝圣的，因为他所谈到的就是主耶稣的荣美。
And so the grain offering is considered the most holy because it talks about the beauty of Jesus.
赎罪祭跟赎愆祭啊，就是主耶稣的工作。
And the sin offering and the trespass offering, these are the works of Jesus.
因为他借着他的救赎啊，让我们呢、也能够达到成圣，达到完美，没有瑕疵。
It is because of his offering that we also are able to attain perfection.
所以我们的罪他给我们赦免了、各样的小过患呢、他也要来洁净我们，让我们达到纯洁无耻。
And so he has taken away sins and he will take away every little small bit of sin that we commit.
所以说啊，赎祭跟赎罪祭、赎愆祭是至圣的祭。
And so the grain offering and the sin offering and the trespass offering are the most holy.
一个是讲到主耶稣本身，一个是讲到主耶稣的工作。
So one of them talks about Jesus himself, the other two talk about the work of Jesus.
让我们能够成为完美。
So that we can become perfect.
我们一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.